What will it take for us to listen? What will it take for us to change? Early January, reports came out of China that about a horrible virus that was running rampant. But it was in China. Most of us didn't pay it much attention. We watched and waited. Then we started hearing about it spreading through other countries. There was some talk about this coronavirus coming to the U.S., but we didn't worry too much. We've been through things like this before. SARS, the bird flu, Ebola, you know, things like that. Then that came and went with the news cycle. So we watched and we waited. Then we started hearing about people dying in Washington State, but that's on the other side of the country. Then cases started popping up in L.A. and New York City. Those were big cities. No reason to be alarmed here. So we watched and we waited. They canceled sporting events like the NCAA tourney, but that's just being too alarmist. So we watched and we waited. Then it began spreading like lightning through the United States, into South Carolina and into Lexington County. So we hoarded toilet paper and cleaning supplies while we watched and waited. Then they canceled our schools and our public assemblies like worship. Parents were forced to homeschool their children. Spring sports came to a sudden halt. Other businesses were closed and people were forced to work from home. Then they stopped us from getting haircuts and manicures. Businesses continue to close. People are being laid off. 90% of the population is under a stay-at-home order. But still, people are still getting together. Friends are still hanging out. Children are still playing with neighbors and having sleepovers. Folks are still flocking to places that are open. What will it take for us to listen? What will it take for us to change? Will someone that we know have to catch it? Will we have to get it? Will someone we know have to die? Well, someone dying clearly isn't enough, is it? People have been dying at a rather alarming rate. At the filming of this service, which was last Sunday morning, 8,454 people have died in the United States, 40 in South Carolina, and 3 in Lexington County. 2 died on Saturday. Feel free to get out your phone and check the numbers now. How many more lives have we lost in the past 5 days? What will it take for us to listen? What will it take for us to change? Does someone we love have to die? Will that be enough? Does a friend or family member have to die for us to take this seriously? If someone we love loses their lives, will that change us? Well, is it enough? Has it been enough? Tonight we've come to worship because someone did die. Someone we claim to love. Someone we say is our friend, our Savior, our Lord. We are here to remember the life that He gave, not from the coronavirus, but on the criminal's cross. So tell me, has His death made a difference in your life? There's a good chance that nearly everyone watching this is a believer. Why else would you have tuned in? You believe that God became human and lived among us. You believe that Jesus Christ walked the earth. You believe that He taught and healed and cast out demons. You believe that He loved the whole world and loves each and every one of us. And if you believe this, then you also believe the rest of the story. That He was betrayed by one of His own. That those who were His followers abandoned Him when He needed them the most. One of His closest companions denied even knowing Him. His own people had Him arrested. They mocked Him. They spit on Him. They beat Him. And they nailed Him to a cross. They killed Jesus Christ. You believe this. And you also believe that He endured all of this for your sake and for the sake of the world. You believe that the Son of God sacrificed His life because of your sinfulness and the sins of all humanity. Jesus Christ died for you. Is this what it takes for you to listen? Is this enough? Is it enough for you to take it seriously? Is this enough to change your life? Someone you say you love did die, and he died for you. Does it matter? Does it change anything? Does his death make a difference in your life? Someone you say you love did die, and he died for you. Shouldn't that make you treat others differently? Shouldn't you show love and compassion to the less fortunate? Shouldn't you be patient with your family, understanding the faults of others and accepting those who aren't like you? Shouldn't you love as you've been loved? Shouldn't you forgive as you've been forgiven? Someone you say you love did die, and he died for you. Shouldn't that make you more generous with the gifts you've been given? All that you have comes from God. Shouldn't you be a better steward of your time and money? Shouldn't you give more? Shouldn't you serve more? Someone you say you love did die, and he died for you. Shouldn't your faith be a priority in your life? Shouldn't worship be more important than sleeping in or sports tournaments or a day on the lake? Shouldn't your faith be more important than what's on TV or playing another round of golf? Shouldn't being a Christian be more than wearing a cross around your neck or putting a fish on the back of your car? Somebody died. Somebody died for you. Jesus Christ sacrificed his life for you, for me, and for all of creation. Shouldn't this make a difference? Sisters and brothers, it does make a difference. Our Lord hung on the cross, writhing in pain, battered, bloody, and broken, and spoke these words, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." As he suffered on our behalf, taking on the punishment that we so richly deserve, he didn't speak of condemnation and judgment. Jesus Christ spoke of forgiveness and grace. Because he died, we shall live. Despite our sinfulness, despite our unworthiness, despite our failure to respond, Jesus Christ's death can, does, and will make a difference in your life and the life of the world. For you see, my friends, the cross changes everything. Will you let it change you? Amen.